Informative and entertaining feature of WOMT. During the program, you're invited to call us if you have a question or comment for our guest or host, or if you'd like to pass along anything of interest to those listening. Views and opinions expressed on Be My Guest are not necessarily those of WOMT or our advertisers. Be My Guest is your program, so be our guest and join in the conversation. Now, here's your host, Lee Douglas.
Good morning and welcome to our Be My Guest program today. And our guests are from Felician Village, and we have Megan Brookshin and Barb Fricke. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. We're going to talk about an exciting new program at Felician Village. And, well, first of all, I guess to start you off, if you can, well, tell me a little bit about each of you. First of all, I always like to get to know people, and I know our audience does too a little bit. And you know, did you both grow up here and from this area?
Actually, I did. I'm Barb Fricke. I'm director of marketing at Felician Village. I grew up in this area, went to school, graduated from Michicott High School. Worked at Holy Family Memorial for lots of years in marketing there, and then been at Felician Village for 11 years, and I'm currently director of marketing there.
And what about you?
I'm actually not originally from the area.
Outsider.
Yeah, I grew up in Akron, Suffield, Ohio, moved here to go to UWGB, and I met a boy from Michicott, so if that counts for
anything.
There
you go. Oh, that counts a lot. In our books, that's gold.
All right, perfect. And I've held various marketing and sales jobs throughout the area and have been able to work with a lot of businesses. And I'm now the membership program manager for Felician Village at Home.
That's super. Well, can you tell us, the program is called Felician at Home. That is the name of the program. And can you explain a bit about that and what it all entails?
Sure. I'll let Barb start. She'll talk about what happened before I actually even came on board with the program.
Yeah, I'll just give a brief background about how we got here. And a couple years ago, as we were looking at what we're offering, I mean, we have obviously a beautiful campus, lots of living options on our campus, everything from independent living to two levels of assisted living, a rehab unit, a nursing home. However, we're realizing that there's part of a market that perhaps we're missing, and that are the people who are currently living at home and maybe even a little bit younger than what the people are who are living at Felician Village. So we started out doing some research with a local research firm, and we actually did two studies. And we talked to people who were not only in our target market of those maybe the age 60 plus, but then we also talked to the adult children of people in our target market. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that even though we have lots of wonderful programs in our community, senior centers, ADRC, home care programs, there was still a component that was missing that people needed help with. And not only help in their home, but also for social engagement. So we did that first study and found out, you know, people are looking at this and thinking about this, and adult children are going, oh my gosh, you know, I'm busy, I'm working full-time plus, I might have two sets of parents to deal with, to help. I have kids that I'm trying to help with, their grandchildren. And as much as I love my parents, I just am running out of time to do all these things. So our second study, we looked a little bit more closely at what type of services are people feeling that they need some assistance with, what type of social activities would they like some help with, and that's where we came up with the Felician Village at Home program. So we based this program off of a national program called Village to Village Network. Huh. And these programs are all standalone type programs that are run usually by volunteers. Many of them have sponsoring organizations, like Felician Village mm-hmm. sponsoring our program. And then it's based off of volunteers helping to provide these services, as well as the organization providing all these educational and social opportunities.
I would imagine that's where you come in, Megan, huh?
That's
round
where
up
I
those
come.
Volunteers,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it really is a proactive approach to aging. Anyone over the age of 50 can be a member.
Oh, wow. So it is, you know, rather young age.
It's open to anyone over that age group. So members helping members. You know, everyone has different skill sets and abilities or interests. How can they help someone else so that if they need help with something, they know that there could be a volunteer, you know, out there that could assist them with that.
It's almost like you have your own social circle to pick from.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And the good part about that is the social circle has been background checked and has insurance behind them, too.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
a safety level behind that
right.
as well.
That's interesting, though, not interesting, but it's a good part of the program that you do check everybody out
yes.
and people are checked out.
Yes. So it is really an encouragement just to help people on those little things that they need every day and help them continue living in their own homes, you know, as they continue to age.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said 50 to what age is it?
We don't have a cutoff on
oh,
age.
Oh, okay. A starting point.
Yes.
A starting point.
We do have
Are there any eligibility, any other things that people need to know before they sign up, you know, as far as being eligible for the program? Are there any other things?
Just Manitowoc County over the age of 50. I know Barb mentioned it, but it is not a home health care agency.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one thing. Sometimes when I get inquiries about the program, we don't provide any sort of health care access.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be able to do anything
like
that.
Just little tasks and things that are
yeah.
needed at the home. Huh?
Absolutely.
You have your headphones on? We do have a
we
call.
Do.
So we'll go. Good morning. You're on the air with our guests.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
This is home health care. Secondly, are you testing all your residents in your facilities? Because you're amiss if you aren't. Thank you.
Okay, this is about something else, so. I think it isn't the home health care part of it. It's
correct.
More
correct.
Of a social group part of it.
So, correct. Yeah. So I think she's referring to
maybe at the village.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
This isn't so, part of that, though.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. We do have another call. Good morning. You're on open mic, or be my guest. Excuse me.
Yeah. Good morning. Could you explain a little bit? Can you give us a scenario on how this would work, and if there's any cost related to like. The in-home patient, and what is the range area of what you cover? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay.
Sure.
I have to explain that again a little bit, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, that flows in nicely. We can talk mm-hmm. a little bit more about, so what does a member get when they become a member? So some of our benefits are pre-screened service providers. So one of the questions that came from the research studies that Barb did prior to me coming on board is when people do need larger projects done in their home, they don't always know who to call
mm-hmm.
That are trustworthy, that will call them back, that have insurance. Unfortunately, there are some companies that are not
reputable.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we've worked with local companies and service providers to go through a background check
mm-hmm.
process. They have to prove they have insurance, and we can provide referrals to our members. So between the member and the service provider, they figure out all of the billing, but that member confidently knows this is a good company that I can work with. And on the flip side, there's no cost to being mm-hmm. a service provider with our program, so we can provide referrals to local companies that would fit that. The big part of Felician Village at Home, where we talk about members helping members, are those volunteer services. So it's designed to help them meet their needs in their home. Examples like light home projects, friendly visits. So just that socialization piece. If
mm-hmm.
someone's at home that they know you know, even if it's a telephone call, that I can reach out and have conversations with someone else. Planting flowers, outdoor projects, light weeding, trimming, organization. I have a member who needs help taking out his trash, mm-hmm. can live independently. That just becomes a very large chore. A couple weeks ago, we had a volunteer put together a brand new vacuum cleaner for members. They just could not figure it out. And, you know, how grateful they really were that they could call me up and I could deploy a volunteer to help them with that. Changing bed sheets, mm-hmm. things that are not all, you know, regular tasks. So unfortunately, we can't do lawn mowing or we can't do regular house cleaning. Again, no mm-hmm. health care. But those one-off.
Those little tasks that need to be done. Now, do you, as a member, do you have to be a volunteer? Because probably some members are limited in what they can do as well.
Yeah, you absolutely do not need to be a volunteer. Okay. So you can if you want to, but it's not a requirement of being in the program. Tech tutoring is another member benefit that has really saw an increase, obviously. Well,
especially now,
Yes, Zoom meetings and use of social media, mm-hmm. smartphones, computers, tablets. We can have a volunteer help them. I myself, I've gone on a lot of calls to help even watch church via Zoom. Somebody who maybe never had to do that had to do it a couple months ago.
Yeah, luckily it's fairly easy to do, but you just have to get that first, be told how to do it.
Absolutely.
You know? That's really good, though, that, you know, that I would imagine the people really, who are members, really enjoy it, too. You know, it's something that...
I haven't gotten any complaints yet. Yeah. That's good.
Do you... besides being here, how do you recruit? You know, I shouldn't say recruit because it's not like you're in the Army or something, but how do you, you know, how does the word get out to these people that you have this available?
Sure. So I've been doing quite a few presentations. Obviously, that's changed a little bit in the last couple of months. So service organizations that offer presentation opportunities. We've had community presentations where we've done some advertising, let people know they can just come learn more. From Barb's perspective, a lot of marketing done on our website, radio, newspaper, through other organizations, trying to create partnerships so they know what's available and can refer people. We do also have an incentive for our current members. If they recruit new members, they get a little something as well as that new member. Yeah. So it is a new concept, and it's slowly catching on.
Yeah, it takes time, but that's good. We do have another call. Good morning. You're on the air with our guests.
Good morning. You had mentioned with the in-home care. How far does that go out? Does it go, like, to the countries as well, or is it just in town? I'll hang up and I'll listen. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye now.
So for anything related to in-home health care, if it's a health care need, we would make a referral to one of our service providers. So they would really determine where they would go. From a volunteer standpoint, it's really going to come down to where we have volunteers, but you can be a member anywhere in Manitowoc County.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that answered the caller's question.
For some people who are retired, who are maybe become members, for some of them, this is probably a great thing. If they have nothing to do at home, they can go out and help people and meet people. Because there are certain people who really enjoy meeting other people and just talking, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the other member benefits I'd like to just touch on is the I Am Fine. It's an automatic telephone reassurance. So we encourage the member to either call in themselves or they can receive a call in at a specific time that they set up. Mm. So every day they know that they're up, they're okay. And that's peace of mind both for the member that somebody's checking on me, and family can get notifications via text, email, or phone call that their member or their family member is up and they are okay. So really good peace of mind.
And they... a few members probably look forward to that phone call, too.
I think so.
Yeah. We do have another call. You're very popular here today. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with our guests.
Yes, good morning. I have a question. We sold our home, and we're living in an apartment now, and we're in our 80s, and I was wondering if you needed any assistance of any sort, how would you pay? I mean, how would we pay the person that's doing it?
That's a good question, and actually a couple callers ago did ask about the cost of the program. And I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry.
The member... a few calls ago asked about the cost for it. So when a volunteer comes in and does a project, volunteers actually don't get paid. So it's just access to being a member. And the cost of being a member is anywhere between $14.95 a month to $24.95 a month, depending upon which package you take. So if it's a volunteer coming in, it's just a member benefit. So they can't accept payment. Really shouldn't be accepting tips. They're just coming in and wanting to help. They want to make a difference. The service providers, if it's a larger job, so let's say you needed some plumbing.
This would be very minor. I mean, very small things, you know.
So it would just be the cost of becoming a member. So again, anywhere between $14.95 and $24.95 a month. And our our specific pricing with all the membership benefits is available on our website, FeliciaNVillage.org. But you can also call Felician Village, and I can get specific information to you as well.
What's that number?
It is 684-7171. And if they want to get straight to me, I am extension 425.
And your name is what?
Megan.
Megan. See, we do have long-term care insurance, but I don't think that would have anything to do with it.
It would not. It would not.
It would not. You would just sign up and pay your monthly fee, what you...
Correct.
And if you needed help, you would just call and just say, could someone come over and just give us a hand for an hour or something like that?
Absolutely. You got it.
And they don't take care of the individual as far as bathing or anything like that.
No, they would not do that.
No, it would just be more or less a house. Like, say you wanted to floor or mopped up or something like that.
As long as those house cleaning duties weren't, you know, every week I need someone to come clean my bathroom or an instance like that.
No. Nothing like that. And why does it go from $14.95 to $24.95?
It depends on, good question, it depends on whether it is a single person or a household. And there are two membership levels, a basic membership and a full membership. So the largest difference between those two levels is one includes the I Am Fine telephone reassurance and one does
what
not.
Does
that mean? So
that's what a...
The I Am Fine is a easy-to-use call-in system that allows people to every day call in a specific phone number we give you and let either myself or someone on your care circle, so a loved one, know that you are up and you are okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Uh-huh. Well, that's something, you know, that we wouldn't need on a probably not even on a weekly basis, but maybe... once a week or once every 2 weeks or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And so then they would do like the mopping and maybe wiping up, what else. But we don't have no yard, so we don't have to worry about that. And so just like just little odds and ends, dusting and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Well, I invite you to give me a call afterwards, and I will get you additional information on the exact member benefits and how you would sign up to become one.
Oh, and then you, when they come that day, say they come Friday, and they do a little work for half an hour or hour, then I can't pay them. I have to pay through the Felician Village. Is that it?
Correct. You would be a member, okay. So you'd already be paying, and the volunteer does not accept any payment for those jobs.
And no tips or anything like that?
No tips. Just tell them how much you appreciate them, and they'll love that.
Okay, very good. I'll call you, Megan, at the Felician Village.
Okay, perfect. I look forward to it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call. I think you have a new friend there.
I think so.
We'll take a break in our program. Our guests today, Megan Brookshin and Barb Fricke of Felician Village, talking about the Felician Village at Home program. If you have a question, 682-4674. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Congratulations, 2020 grads. The following wish you success in your future endeavors. The Parker Hannifin Corporation in Manitowoc. Do more than just a job. Be a part of something bigger and join the Parker team today. Apply at parker.com. Holy Family Memorial. Inspired by life, empowered by innovation. Sure Make Sausage Company, a Wisconsin tradition. Sure Make Sausage sure makes the difference. Seiler Brothers for the best in concrete, drain tile, or trenching work. Best wishes. Class of 2020.
Hello, my name is Dr. Ashok Rai. At Prevea, we're a resource to answer all your healthcare questions. If you have a respiratory illness and are concerned about your symptoms, you may be able to be treated from home thanks to Prevea Virtual Care. Simply go to prevea.com/virtualcare. There is no cost for a coronavirus screening and evaluation. We will provide you with a complete assessment and education about coronavirus, because we want you to stay healthy, happy, and informed. Learn more at Prevea.com.
Lakeshore Sub and Pizza Shop delivers for free. Yes, Lakeshore Sub and Pizza Shop will deliver to your door free. Just dial 652-9166 and we'll pile on the fresh ingredients before we transport the best pizza or sub right to your door. Free delivery lets you hang on to your hard-earned money and savor the fresh, never-frozen goodness of Lakeshore Sub and Pizza Shop.
Lakeshore Sub and Pizza Shop, a better to walk, a great taste tradition.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
Great stuff. Because of the coronavirus, seminars are now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your own living room. Live online seminar for the greater Manitowoc area going to be held Saturday, June the 6th. Register now for only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Sometimes it's not convenient to listen to your favorite WOMT radio program. Well, we've made it easier than ever to hear those shows that have become part of your life. Introducing WOMT Podcast, a great way to keep up to date with WOMT Sports Talk, Be My Guest, Open Mic, the stand-up radio ministry, and many more. Best of all, it's free. Log on to WOMTRadio.com and download the previous on-air programs. WOMT Podcast, just another way we connect you to the Lakeshore community and each other.
And it's 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guests today on Be My Guest from Felician Village are Megan Brookshin and Barb Fricke, talking about the Felician Village at Home. And other than being a member, are there ways, like maybe somebody wants to just be a helper and help people out? How do they get involved with the Felician Village at Home program then?
They can sign up to be a volunteer. So we are looking for volunteers that have any skills or passions, and try to match that with what our members are requesting. The really good part about becoming a volunteer for this program is how flexible it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, time-wise, you can work around a work schedule or a family schedule and really try to match it with what your skill set is. So not being put into doing something that maybe you don't have a passion. So gardening might be something a volunteer or a person loves to do. We can try and help you plant flowers or work with a member in a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And just do other things you really enjoy doing.
Yeah. And you also have, I noticed a couple other things. For instance, you have special discounts. You have social events, huh?
We do. So
those are always good.
Those are
maybe
good.
Not right now, but in,
we're gonna
in
have
the future.
We hope to have those back soon. We did have a bus trip scheduled to Milwaukee. Oh. Unfortunately, we did have to cancel that. But looking forward to doing those in the future. Mm-hmm. And encouraging our members to go out and maybe try new restaurants or go to places they haven't been in years or try new things. And again, hopefully that'll pick up soon.
Part of the package, too, includes a quarterly newsletter and notary service. And as you mentioned, though, through the referrals and the information from about other businesses that, you know, people may be looking for and things that are vetted through Felician Village already.
Yeah, sometimes people just don't know where to start when asking a question. Mm-hmm. So they can call me and I can help guide them to the right organization or right business that can help them with that. In a lot of cases, we are not the expert on everything and try to guide them appropriately.
Another thing you have, and this is something, I know police will do house checks, but they just check the locks and that, but you have house checks that include a little more in case you need it, huh?
Yeah, if somebody's going on a scheduled vacation, and sometimes people have unplanned trips to maybe rehab for longer than what they were planning, just to do an exterior check of their home and make sure that everything looks good.
Yeah, but you'll water their plants outside and things like that?
We will, yeah.
Do they pull weeds too or not?
Are you volunteering to pull weeds?
Not me. I'm not a weed puller. No. I do kind of look at them. Old habit. But now, what are if I may ask you, one of the things is also you do a medication review? What does that include?
That we really have just partnered with a couple of local pharmacies in town and try to encourage our members to go do that annually. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's a service that they can get billed to their insurance, so there's not a cost to it. So we're referring them to a local pharmacist. We're not doing that, but it's that encouragement of, hey, if you haven't done that yet, it's a good thing to get done. Yes.
Well, we thank you very much for both of you for joining us today and meeting you. That was great.
Thank you.
That was good. And again, how do people find out about the Village at Felician Village at Home program?
So they can visit the website, FelicianVillage.org, and find more information on the program membership benefits. There's an application pricing. Or they can call Felician Village, the 684-7171. I'm at extension 425, and I can provide that either via email or in the mail. Mm-hmm. Additional questions and information sent directly to them.
And Barb and Megan, thank you both for joining us today. It was a pleasure meeting you and having you on the program.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
You bet. And join us again tomorrow when our guest will be Alyssa Neff Miller, Manitowoc County DNR Warden. Join us then.
Be My Guest is presented Monday through Friday at 9:30 on WOMT, the Lakeshore's good neighbor. Join us again tomorrow morning.
WOMT, Manitowoc Two Rivers, where it's 59 degrees at 10 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey. Thousands of arrests, millions of dollars in damage. It's the toll in big cities from coast to coast after days of violence and looting. CBS's Jeff Pagaz in the epicenter of it all, Minneapolis, where a black man died in police custody a week ago.
What we are seeing is a lot of destruction, the kind of destruction that's going to take years to recover.